right, on this Thursday morning, we are in the midst of a health crisis like we've never seen before, and yet people still have heart attacks, they have babies, they fall down, and they need to call 911. And when they do that, Tri-Hospital EMS sends an ambulance out. Ken Cummings is the CEO of Tri-Hospital EMS. He's on the line with us right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What have these last couple of weeks been like for you and your staff?
Well, it's for us, it's business as usual. Certainly, we've had some challenges, and we've had to make some adjustments in terms of how we handle business. But rest assured to the public that our services are available. We're here. If you need an ambulance, we're certainly going to come out and take care of you. I think the real change that the public might realize is how we might walk through the door. And I think that's probably been the greatest challenges for us. Obviously, our priority right now is to protect our employees and make sure that they remain safe during this crisis, because we are clearly an essential service, and we want to make sure that we can always staff our trucks, and that when people need help, that we'll be there for them.
So what kind of changes have you had to implement?
Well, a couple of tiered things that we've done, Paul. You know, first of all, when people dial 911, we work very closely with our central dispatch authority. And one of the things that the public, you know, will see if they haven't called yet, but those that have called have noticed that dispatchers are screening callers regarding the COVID symptoms right now. Again, the purpose of that is not in any way to restrict service or response or delay response. It's intended to really provide as much information or intelligence, if I could say it that way, for our responders to make sure that they approach these scenes with the proper protective equipment and so on and so forth. Once they screen the call, that information is conveyed from the dispatcher and provided to all of the responders to the call. And then even when we get on the scene, you know, we have a standard procedure that on all calls now, we're, you know, our personnel are putting masks on, gloves on, goggles, and such when they approach the residence or the location where the patient is. But then we're asking those questions all over again. And I apologize to the public for what may appear or seem like redundancy. But, you know, one of the things we've discovered through this crisis is sometimes people are not giving us all of the information we need when they dial 911 to the 911 operators. And so, we have to double check, if you will, and make sure that when the personnel actually get there, that, you know, if this person is exhibiting any of the symptoms whatsoever, you know, we want to make sure that all of our responders are properly attired in personal protective equipment to protect them. Not to restrict service to the patient, but to really protect the responders. And so those have been our greatest challenges, you know, since this crisis began.
Have any of your responders been exposed to COVID-19? And if so, what are the measurements that are taken as a result?
Yeah, we did identify a patient from last week that did come back test positive. So we consider that an exposure of our people. However, I can tell you that none of our people are symptomatic, and there are some guidelines that we have to follow that are published initially by the CDC that are handed down to our state public health department. Then they publish them to us, which is really the guidance that we follow. And essentially what that guidance indicates is as long as our personnel are not symptomatic in any way, that they are allowed to return back to work. However, they do have to wear a mask at all times. You know, we're fortunate with our staffing model that we use that our people have actually have a number of days off between shifts. And so, you know, we discovered this information on Monday. And so there's been a very minimal amount of involvement on the part of our staff at this point. But you know, as long as we have the depth within our organization to keep these people off, we're going to keep them off just as a precaution, then they'll probably return back to normal duty sometime early next week.
I think, Ken, what's so unusual about this situation is that this is a not just nationwide but a worldwide pandemic. And in past situations, for example, Hurricane Katrina, you sent people down to Louisiana to help with that effort. If something were to happen in Michigan, there would be first responders from other states come help us. every state is affected by this, and so everybody's resources are being stretched right now, aren't they?
They are, and I will tell you that brings new meaning to the term local. Every emergency is local, and that's certainly the case right now. I think everybody's hunkered down trying to protect their own local area, and you know, I think one of the real challenges that we have is there's not a lot of help coming from neighbors in neighboring counties and states, as we would typically see during a hurricane or something of that nature. So this is time for everybody within their local community to pitch in, work together, and solve this problem and get through it. We will. I am absolutely optimistic. I will tell you, I've spent I think the last 14 days in the Emergency Operations Center. I'll be there again today, and we'll stay there through the duration. And I think the public needs to know here in St. Clair County that they have very, very capable people making decisions. Dr. Mercatant is our incident commander, and she has done a phenomenal job of providing guidance and direction. So I think the public needs to know that they're in good hands, things are under control, but this is going to be a journey. It's not a sprint, and people need to prepare themselves for that, much like a hurricane or a storm, it comes, and we have a peak, and then it goes away, and we start the recovery, and we're not there yet here on this event.
We're not always patient people, so we're all going to have to really adjust our mindset to staying home, staying safe for the long term.
Yeah, you're right. We live in that proverbial fast food society. Mm-hmm. We want it now, mm-hmm. and we don't want to wait for it. And this is one we're going to have to wait for because we can't fix it. It's just going to have to take its course.
Ken, glad that you and your people are still out there doing what you do. We appreciate the update, and we'll check in again at some point in the future.
Thanks, Paul, so much. Very right. proud of our staff, and we're here, and we're going to stay here. So
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Hang in there. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye now.